Good evening, everybody, from NPR Music. You're connected to a live edition of All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. They're pounding the drums on stage. I'm here with Carrie Brownstein. We're waiting for Gossip to take the stage.
It's true. We heard that they were going to go on a little bit early, and then we also heard rumors, actually not a rumor, a true fact that their guitarist, Nathan, ran off to see Dead Moon, a new band called Pierced Arrows. So he is back.
Listen, I'm coming to this show because you, Carrie Brownstein, told me I have to see this band. I listened to the CD, and I couldn't get through the CD, right? So I mean, this band's been around for a long time, for 10 years.
10 years.
And you've seen them over and over again.
I have seen this band at least 20 to 30 times.
Wow.
Yeah, I've toured with this band, and lived in Olympia with this band, and I now live in Portland
with this band.
Yeah, they are stalking me, this band. But I think they are an amazing live band. I think if there are any doubters, you have to see this band live to understand the power, the force, the energy. And I think that the people here tonight and the way you're going to see them react to the live show, they will testify on the Gossip's behalf. And it's only a matter of time before you turn to me and you nod your head, Bob, in agreement. And I can say, I told you so.
Somebody said to me that if I don't love this band, that maybe I don't have blood running through my veins.
Wasn't that Robin Hilton?
Maybe that was Robin Hilton.
Well,
another person told me they'd never listen to the show again if I didn't love this band.
I read that comment. Well, you know, I think that the Gossip have had a hard time harnessing their live sound on record. And I think that sometimes the nuances and the guttural delivery and the swagger and the performance doesn't come across on their albums. Historically, it's been a little bit stifled. But
well, how much is visual? I mean, there's a whole bunch of people who are just going to be hearing this like they would a record in a way, but it's a concert. How much of it is needing to see Beth Ditto and doing her stuff?
I mean, I think that that's part of it, but I think that just listening to her voice and where she can go live that she doesn't always get on record or doesn't necessarily come across on record hopefully will be enough. I think that they're a little bit wilder live. This is the first night of a U.S. tour. The record just came out Tuesday in the U.S.
So they're psyched. Was she, you had said maybe that she wasn't feeling all that well?
I think she's feeling fine tonight.
Great, okay.
And I think she's going to be ready. I mean, this band has not toured the U.S. for 3 years. This is a band that is huge.
Monsters in the U.K.
Literally.
Selling records.
Yeah, literally superstars in the U.K. and Europe. And in the U.S. just have not had the same impact. And I don't understand why. I mean, I've seen this band. The first time I saw this band play outside of Olympia, we took them on tour. First night, Minneapolis, 7th Street entry. The stage is so high, you're 12 feet above the ground. They got on stage, never having played anywhere but in Olympia. And they blew the crowd away. Within 30 seconds, they had the crowd in the palm of their hands. Beth is a natural performer. I don't understand. You know, I mean, I understand why they're huge in England, but I think that the U.S. has, you know, been slower to catch on.
What's the audience that they attract in the U.K.? Is it the R&B audience? Is it?
I don't live in the U.K.,
yeah.
Bob.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just wonder.
Well, you know, I think that the U.K. is, I mean, they're a little more open to the dance sound that I think doesn't really have a mainstream audience here. I think that they are really enamored by Beth over there. I mean, she's a really outspoken feminist. She's an outspoken lesbian. She's just, an outspoken female that really is unafraid. And I think that they are really kind of taken with that. And they're much more willing to give her a platform over there. For a while, she had a column in The Guardian, which is a very mainstream paper over there, an advice column. And she designs for, I think, Topshop over there. She designs a clothing line. I mean, she could only be having a good impact as far as I'm concerned, and I think she's having a great time.
And tell me about the guitar player, Brace Payne.
Brace Payne. real name Nathan Howdeshell. Now all these guys are, Beth and Nathan are from Searcy, Arkansas. And Nathan is a real angular guitarist.
Which is what I love about this band. That's what I took away from, especially the new record, is that Gang of Four-y, but really much more soulful.
Yeah, Gang of Four, like channeled through maybe the Cramps. You know, real like swampy blues sound, but it tightens up. You know, he has a really great sense of melody, and he's a real master of the riff. I mean, this guy has a seemingly endless supply of catchy, bluesy riffs that always sound surprising. You know, with the blues, and especially like the rock bands of late that reinterpret the blues, sometimes it's predictable. I feel like Nathan is not a predictable guitar player, and I think he really does have a soulful, kind of odd nature to him on stage, and I think it's the oddity that makes it a little bit more dynamic.
So we'll have photographs for people online. We have a chat room that's open now, so come join us in the chat room. And in that chat room, I'll give you my first reaction to the band in the chat room, so come join us there. There's a button that says chat now. We'll archive this show, but about, you know, we have a photographer. We're allowed to shoot usually the first three songs, and she'll come running up here and put photographs up as soon as we can. So we'll put that link in the chat room first. You'll be able to see that. We'll archive the show. There'll be podcasts of the show.
Now, Bob, explain to the audience, and I think a lot of people are of the same mindset as you, what is it about this band that you hear in recordings that kind of puts you off?
I think it hits a pitch from the moment it comes on and then doesn't change. And you know something? I could say that about bands I love and bands I don't like.
Right.
But for them, I wanted a little more space. I wanted more out of Beth in her singing. You could tell she's a great singer, but she seemed to play the same part a lot in all of the songs. So that's what I didn't like about it. What I did like was, I thought the band rocked. I mean, without any question, the band was a great band, and she carried the energy, and they all worked together well. Lyrically, I thought it was, you know, just okay.
Yeah, and you're someone that pays attention to lyrics.
I'm one of those people.
Yeah.
I thought it was, you know, maybe it was more buried in the lyrics than I was hearing in the first listen, but it was, a lot of relationship songs that, you sort of heard a lot.
Yeah.
But she sure sang them with heart, you know? I mean, yes. So there was that.
She sang them with heart. Yeah, I mean, I think that in a live context, I mean, I'll admit to getting a little bit bored by bands that hold back too much, that decide to put in too many mid-tempo songs, too many slow songs in a row.
Yeah.
So for me, from a live performance, as much as I've learned to appreciate and adore, you know, more understated bands whose passion lies somewhere else than the like bombastic delivery, what is exciting about this band is how unrelenting they are live. And I think to go home and feel like, you know, you've just been in a wind tunnel, some kind of sonic wind tunnel, is an experience that you don't often get. There's not a lot of people that I think can deliver that and have it be authentic and have it be heartfelt.
And it's 12:30 at night on a Wednesday, and the house lights are off. That energy is going to go a long way.
All right, so I think they probably should be on stage. Again, this band has not played the U.S. for 3 years, starting their show tonight in Washington, D.C. We'll see how they come on stage. Beth is sporting flaming red hair.
So right now, blue light is bathing the stage. It's about probably 800 to 1,000 people here.
Just under sold out.
Just under.
Yeah, I mean, it is at 12:30 a.m. on a Wednesday night in D.C. A lot of people, including Bob and I, have to get up so early for our jobs.
And Dinosaur Jr. tomorrow night.
Really?
Yeah, we'll be right back here.
Yeah, another ear bleeder. All right, so that's Hannah Bliley on drums, and she came out first. And Hannah is from Seattle originally, lives in Portland now. Really great drummer. All right, here we go.
Here we go. Enjoy the show, everybody. And I hope I do too.
Come on, Bob.
Thank you. This is so cool. Because it is fucking cool. Some things are just cool. Period. Done. Said it all. That's all there is to say. I'm done.
Thank you.
water. It should be.
You're letting go of everything.
there. Oh, interesting. I'm gonna dry off. What was I gonna say? Every time I come to DC, I'm always like, well, who are all the amazing people that came from here that I can just love on stage? Oh, everybody. If you know Rollins, can somebody please have him just pick me up once? That's all I want. Just pick me up one time. That's all I want. I think he's the only person strong enough to pick me up one time. Lucy Lawless. Lucy Lawless. I win this round. What's the next song? The Yummy Fur? The song is for the men in love with each other. Nathan's the one I want to be gay. Nathan, why can't you be gay? Just one time. Just for your mother. Just for your mother, one time. It's not true. I bet both of you have been gay once, at least one time. Don't you think? Yes. Of course you have. Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm kidding. What do I gotta do? Baby, I'm messing around with you. Let's get a little bit more comfortable. And this is real business, I'm sorry. Nathan is the only person that can pull up my Spanx for some reason. I swear to God it's true. I don't know why. Maybe it's leverage.
No, not this day, just testing me.
is for my new friend in the front row. Wait, is it not? This is for Toby Bear. That's any pressure. You left me, it was dead. To the silence of those who dare to forget. Now I'm the time. Before God knew they were pretty yet. There was a time. Before birth knew they were tough. With each other. Don't fall in love with Ginger, that's weird. That's weird.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's true, they are married.
Hey, Teresa, can I get more sampler on the monitor?
Nathan, pull up my girdle. Pull me up!
it. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, check this out. It's a Nancy Nancy Boots dance. Just give me a Nancy Nancy Boots chance, JD, just one time. Can I have that Nancy Nancy Boots chance? Give me that Nancy Nancy Boots chance. Wait, hold on. I'm going to climb up to JD. Are you ready? Hold on. JD, just one time, give me that Nancy Nancy Boots chance. JD!
I love you, I love you, I love you.
JD, tell everybody what we need. Just one Nancy Nancy Boots chance. Tell them all, JD. It's a real thing. This is our last song, yeah?
Don't blame me, blame the music. I write with napalm in my hand, blame the fuses.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
peace, peace, and peace.
There's no one on the stage now.
There's no one on the stage, just a guitar ringing out some feedback.
But just 1 minute ago, there were, you know, 8 or 10 people beyond the band dancing on stage.
Yeah, they invited a few people up there, and some people voluntarily threw themselves up on the stage.
There is I think the first, like, 400 people down by the stage are so hardcore Gossip fans.
Yeah, everywhere Beth went, whether she was stage left or stage right, they literally positioned themselves. They would turn their attention to her, and the whole momentum of the crowd would shift right or left, and their arms would raise to the right or left. And it was just like this god that they kept following back and forth.
And she was a trip. I mean, a big bundle of fun with this incredible hair. And I never heard the words, "Nathan, would you pull up my girdle," in a rock show before.
No, that was a first for me too. Yeah, no, she's a very commanding performer. I mean, I think she has much of the audience, especially the people right in front of her, really in the palm of her hands.
And a good sense of humor.
Yeah, she's very at ease on stage. Yeah. I think that, you know, no matter how many people they're performing for, and I'm sure that in overseas they're performing for a lot more than here, I feel like she always personalizes it. Wow, that was fast. Here, there.
The roadie's just fooling with the guitar pedal. That's the only reason we're talking over it. It's just the guitar feeding back. But
yeah, Nathan's already back on stage, and Hannah's
Grace
about to
on
go.
Stage and, yeah.
So the drummer's already back on stage, and Chris Sutton, who has joined them on bass for this tour.
Well, let's give a listen. She came out singing from the side of the stage and didn't get on stage until about a couple minutes in. We'll see what happens here.
The suspense.
To look dangerous, I've been in some place. I've got cause to thinking about my own protection. It's
the world, they're going home to go.
When's the last time you saw someone ride the crowd?
Man, and instead of the crowd coming up on stage, Beth Ditto, not a small person, being passed around the audience.
She has a very seamless relationship with the crowd, who would just adore her.
And she did it. She did a set change.
She did. She did an outfit change.
I know I'm a really big fan, no pun intended. And I know I can be, I was the fourth of seven children, so I can be a big attention hog. But I have this thing that I like to do for closure at the end of the night, because I am a woo-woo lesbian, as you know. And so I like to do this thing where I take back this certain song that has been overtaken by jocks for far too long. For the queers and the radicals and the weirdos and the artists. The punks. So, that's what I'm doing, duh. So, you know you're smart though. It goes like this. We are the children. And we'll keep on till the end. We are the champions. We are the champions. No time for losers. Cause we are the champions. Thank you so much. It means so much to me. I don't think you understand. Thank you so much.
Their first U.S. tour in 3 years. I think she felt really, really warm and welcome here at the 9:30 Club tonight.
I agree. I mean, genuine surprise, I think, on the band's part, particularly Beth's. I mean, I think she really had doubt that people would show up.
Yes, she did say that.
They're disproportionately huge in the U.K. and Europe and don't spend a lot of time in the U.S., but I think people were eager to see them. And really genuinely affectionate and excited and a really heartfelt response from the audience.
It was great. I went down to the audience about a third of the show because I was up here. And I really like what she does on stage and the way she takes in the audience. And I like her voice. My problem with her voice is that it seems to be a one song. She does the same thing a lot. And I thought, okay, but those people up front, they're having a really good time, and I'm way back, all the way up in like a crow's nest. So I went down to and really felt the energy and been part of the dance crowd, because really what this music is and why it works so well, it's feet music, you know? It's shake your body music, and that's where it's best. And that's when it was the most fun for me. I went down to the center of the crowd.
You know, I think the Gossip are a cathartic band for a lot of people. They have a salubrious effect. I think that, you know, there's people that need this music. You know, there's people that need to be released. They need to have somebody that understands them. And I think that Beth, in the most earnest and passionate way, connects with them. And this band means the world to so many people, and whether you know you like their music or not, I think you can't deny the kind of elation that people feel when they see this band and the kind of impact that they're having on people and that this kind of band is necessary. And they're a good band to me. You know, I mean, but I think that, I mean, you watch a band like this and you see need on people's faces and you see a recognition, I think, in Beth and in the audience that they say, you know, somebody is recognizing me. And that, I think that is really important for young people and it's has a really amazing effect on people.
I think, you know, many times music is more than just what you hear and it's about the social relationships that it brings. And that happened here and I love that. That's some of my favorite part about what music does. So thanks for encouraging me to come out here tonight
Bob,
and see the Gossip.
I appreciate your effort tonight.
It was a fun effort.
I think we might still be on opposite sides of the fence on this, but I think that we can agree that it was that a lot of people are leaving here happy.
Absolutely.
I don't know about you. We're leaving here tired.
I'm smiling.
I'm ready for bed.
Thanks, everybody. We'll archive the show, put it online. We have some great pictures up online as well, so you can check those out. And, of course, the live concert podcast, this show, The Gossip, will be there very shortly. And I'll be back here about 14 hours from now or something like that, if my math is right, maybe 15, for Dinosaur Jr.
I'll be back home, but I'll be rooting for you, Bob, as your ears bleed to Jay Maskus and band.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Kevin Way was our engineer. Robin Hilton's our producer. And thanks, Meg, for running the chat room. I'm Bob Boylan.
And I'm Carrie Brownstein.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.